This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. World powers are hitting Russia with more sanctions amid Vladimir Putin's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Ukraine's U.S. ambassador says the assault is coming from everywhere.
From the east, south, north, and from the air.
It's Europe's biggest ground war in decades.
Peace on our continent has been shattered.
NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg and other world leaders are blasting the attack at the White House.
Putin chose this war, and now he and his country will bear the consequences.
President Biden announcing new sanctions on Russian banks, oligarchs, and other targets. But the U.S. and Western powers are not heeding Ukraine's pleas to cut Russia out of a key financial network connecting thousands of banks, fearing that would cause huge economic problems in Europe and elsewhere. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
VOA's Jamie Detmer is in Kiev. He reports that according to former Deputy Prime Minister Ivana Klimpush-Tsentsadze, Russian military forces broke through into Ukraine in the Kiev region. Border guards, together with the Ukrainian military, are now fighting to contain the breach. Additionally, Russian forces launched multiple rocket attacks on border guards west of Kiev. In the capital, former President Petro Poroshenko urged residents of the capital to rally, saying that if Kiev holds, then so does Ukraine. NATO leadership has announced plans to hold a virtual meeting on Friday to discuss Russia's attack on Ukraine. In a statement Thursday, NATO officials said, "We condemn in the strongest possible terms Russia's horrifying attack." This is VOA News. Russian authorities on Thursday warned anti-war sympathizers not to gather for protests in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Investigative Committee, a government body that investigates major crimes, warned Russians of legal repercussions for joining unsanctioned protests related to what it called the tense foreign political situation. It said it was responding to social media calls to protest Putin's decision to attack Ukraine. Jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny said Thursday he was against Moscow's invasion as he stood trial from prison after President Vladimir Putin launched an attack. In a video of his trial in prison, published by the independent news outlet Zod, Navalny is heard saying, "I am against this war." He said the war on Ukraine was unleashed to cover up problems that exist inside Russia. Navalny said the war that would lead to a huge number of victims, destroyed futures, and the continuation of this line of impoverishment of the citizens of Russia. Once again, a quote from jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. President Vladimir Putin hosted Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan on Thursday for so-called wide-ranging consultations covering bilateral relations and regional as well as international issues of mutual interest. Khan arrived in Moscow the previous day in a long-planned two-day working visit. It was the first by a Pakistani prime minister in 23 years. It came just hours before Russian forces attacked Ukraine. Justices on Texas's high court on Thursday sharply questioned whether clinics can challenge a law that bans most abortions in Texas because it is enforced by private individuals. The development came just 2 months after the U.S. Supreme Court allowed the case to move forward. The clinics are suing over state law SB 8 that bans abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. It allows private citizens to sue anyone who performs or assists a woman in obtaining an abortion after cardiac activity is detected in the fetus. U.S. securities markets were slightly to moderately lower in afternoon trading Thursday after Russia's invasion of Ukraine sent shockwaves through global financial markets worldwide. Earlier in the day, the Dow Jones Industrial Index was nearly 2% lower in afternoon trading, while the S&P 500 Index was down more than 1%. More on all the developments in Ukraine, as well as all the stories we're carrying, at our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.